Google smart speaker gets a screen. It's now called the Google Home Hub. What's going on? I'm Rich DeMuro. This is Rich on Tech. And joining me today is Ashton Udall from Google Home Hub. He's a product manager there. And this is a brand new product. Think of it as a tablet, but with a Google Home built in. This can go on your counter, it can go next to your bed, wherever you need a screen combined with the smarts of Google and all that cool stuff the speaker can do. Ashton, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
All right, so let's dive into the Google Home Hub. This is a product that we kind of assumed would happen sooner than later. It kind of mixes the best of the screen on your phone with the smart speaker plus Google.
Yeah, we wanted to build off the early success that our speaker products had in the market and learn from those. And we went out and we talked to customers to understand what they really wanted. And we realized that, you know, many of Google's most popular services, search, photos, YouTube, calendar, maps, all these things leverage a visual interface. So we realized that when we built Google Home Hub and we brought a display into the mix, that this was going to be a really powerful opportunity to help people in their homes.
So just some nuts and bolts of the device. It's got a 7-inch screen, no camera, but it does have a light sensor, which is really handy for adapting the screen to sort of the different rooms you might put it in. It's got a speaker, and of course, the display is really important because if you have this bedside, you want it to function as sort of maybe a display with pictures during the day, but at night when you're trying to sleep, you don't want it to be that busy. So tell me what you did for that.
Yeah, so we wanted this product to be able to go in any room in the home. And an important part of doing that is not making people feel like this was another techie gadget with, you know, blue screen light and blinky lights. So we incorporated a sensor that measures the lighting, the brightness and the color in your environment, and it actually emulates that lighting on the display itself. So you want to set the mood in the evening, you have incandescent light bulbs on, or it gets a little bit darker, we actually bring down the brightness of the screen and we match the color temperature so it feels just like another photo frame around your home.
And so some of the things you can do with this device is think, you know, a Google Home speaker, but with the added ability to kind of see what you're doing. So let's say you ask for directions somewhere, it's going to visually show you those directions. Let's say you want to see your Nest Cam outside the front door, it can visually show you that camera, it can control all your smart home devices. But not just control, but also has that missing link of like it can tell you the status if they're on or off, right?
Exactly. So one of the things people wanted most was a sense of control in their homes. And smart home devices, they aim to deliver that, but a lot of times you just feel like you're searching through a lot of apps and trying to find the right one. And it's a bit of a hassle, and we wanted to do away with that for people. So we gave people what's called the Home View. It's a single interface that's super easy to access that you can see a summary for everything that's going on in your home and tap right in and control each of those things.
And tell me about, obviously this is going to be something that people look at pictures on, they watch little video clips on, see cooking videos, you know, if it's in the kitchen, you can see, you know, how to chop an onion. Tell me about that screen and kind of what you envision people viewing on this.
Yeah, so of course you can get all kinds of answers powered by Google search and all kinds of information.
There it is right there.
There it is. It sounds pretty good, right?
Music as well.
Music, streaming media, your favorite shows, sports highlights. It has YouTube music, and you can also set up YouTube TV on your hub. So this can now become your kitchen TV on your countertop, taking the latest highlights from your favorite sports team. And it's just really exciting to be able to give people access to so much content out there via YouTube.
Now, I think the Trojan horse of this device is, I mean, obviously a lot of people know about the Google Home and the speakers. Maybe they're like, oh, I don't really need that. Perhaps, I don't think that's true, but some people might think that. But with this, the idea that you can have your photos displayed on this, people like the idea of we take all these digital pictures, they kind of live on our phones, on our computers. We don't see them as much as we'd like to, right? So with this, you might have the people who adapt it or adopt it just for the photo ability, that it's gonna show ambient pictures throughout the day, right?
Absolutely. Google, we make phones with some of the world-leading camera capabilities. But you take lots of pictures and you realize that they just end up staying on your phone, as you said. It's really hard to enjoy them. And so Hub really completes the puzzle here because now it gives you a great way to consume those photos around your home. Of course, you can create albums and stream them to Hub to show your favorite photos, but we realize that that takes a lot of work, and people with, you know, busy households or families, they don't often have time to stop and do that. So we said to ourselves, how about we take all of the work out of this And the Google Photos Assistant can actually pick the photos of the people that you select and care about most, and then auto magically stream those to your Google Home Hub so everybody can enjoy those work free throughout the day.
So you're talking about a feature called Live Albums, and this takes all the guesswork out of sharing pictures, because I can say, here's my two kids. I can tell the Google Assistant, these are the pictures I'd like streamed to my mom's Google Home Hub, and it will actually find those pictures of my kids that I take and share them with her.
Exactly. So it takes all the work of curating the album out for you. So you tell the Google Assistant the people you care about most, and the Google Assistant can go through your pictures and recognize the best pictures of those people. It does that by filtering out all the pictures with poor lighting, blurry motion, eyes closed, and it picks the best pictures of those and then automatically streams them as they get updated to your mom's hub.
Now, it's interesting because I've noticed in Google Photos that it highlights pictures that it makes them bigger, the ones it thinks are the best, right?
Yep.
So this is kind of building upon that. We knew this was kind of doing that, but now it's actually putting those pictures in its own little, like putting that smart to work.
Exactly. So it's really making AI work for you by being able to take your photos and automatically pick the best ones. Now you can put a hub anywhere in your home and enjoy those pictures all day long.
And other things you could do with the hub, pretty standard stuff like make phone calls, look up directions to places, obviously Google search for just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else we should know about this device?
You know, I think there's a lot in there. You mentioned a lot of great ones. It's a great secret sous chef. It can be your secret weapon in the kitchen. You can come home, and if you just can't think of what to make, you can actually tell it what ingredients you have, and it'll suggest great recipes for you based on those ingredients. So it can take a lot of the thinking work and guesswork out of the cooking in the kitchen. And really, there's a lot of ways into the device. The best thing about it is people generally see a problem that they want to solve with it. And then once they get in, they get exposed to these other capabilities. And over time, it just gets more and more useful, more and more delightful for people.
Where do you see people putting this in their homes?
Really, it can go anywhere. That's what it's designed for. So, of course, the kitchen, the living room, the bedroom, those will probably be the primary places. But the screen is big enough to enjoy a video. Say if you set it up, in a little bit further away on a shelf or a side table. It can also be small enough to fit on a small table in, say, a hallway. So really, it's extremely versatile.
And I'm not sure we talked about this, but there's no camera on this device.
That's correct.
That was a choice.
That was an absolute choice. So we really wanted people to be able to enjoy the Google Assistant giving them help in any room in their home that they choose. We didn't want them to have to think about, well, what do I do in that room, or who does what in front of the camera. We wanted to remove all of that friction out of the thought process. And as a device that's geared to be able to go in any room in your home, we thought it best for this first product to not have a camera and to enable that.
When can we get it and how much?
On shelf, 10/22, October 22nd, and for $149.
Okay. Ashton Udell, thanks so much for joining me on the podcast. Again, it's called the Google Home Hub, and it's a pretty cool device. I've got to say, I've been playing with it, and it kind of is the missing link between all this Google stuff with the Chromecast and the Google Home, and now you've got the hub with the screen and, of course, your phone in your pocket. So, screens everywhere. That's kind of the future of what we're talking about here. So if you want to see more on the Google Home Hub, you can look in the show notes, or you can go to my website, richontech.tv. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Rich DeMiro. I'll talk to you real soon.